Thunder Bay. The Crown is seeking a dangerous offender designation for a man who has previously pleaded guilty to manslaughter and several charges relating to a hostage taking at the Kenora District Jail. Patrick Cannett, 31, appeared before Justice Daniel Newton in a Thunder Bay courtroom for a dangerous offender hearing on Monday. A dangerous offender designation carries with it an indeterminate jail sentence and is determined by an offender displaying repetitive violent behavior and lack of remorse, thereby posing potential future risk to the public. A long-term offender designation involves the supervision of the offender for a period of 10 years. In December 2011, Cannett pleaded guilty to manslaughter for his role in the 2010 stabbing death of his cousin, 25-year-old Keegan Williams, and was sentenced to 7 years in custody. In September 2018, Cannett, along with 8 other inmates at the Kenora District Jail, were charged following an incident involving a corrections officer being assaulted and taken hostage inside the facility. Cannett pleaded guilty in April 2021 to charges of hostage taking, 3 counts of assaulting a peace officer with a weapon, disarming a peace officer, uttering threats. Crown attorney Peter Keane is seeking a dangerous offender designation for Cannett as part of the sentencing, which would see him sentenced to an undetermined amount of time in custody. Defense lawyer Kevin Matthews asked the court to instead impose a sentence of an additional 3.5 to 5.5 years in custody, minus pre-sentence custody, equating to a total sentence of 8 to 10 years. "We are asking you not to give up on Mr. Cannett and sentence him to an indeterminate period of time," Matthews said, adding that if he is designated as a dangerous or long-term offender, that he receive long-term supervision for a period of 10 years. "The middle ground allows for supervision upon release but further period of incarceration," Matthews said. "We are suggesting the middle ground, if you go that route, supports Mr. Cannett going forward." As part of the hearing, the Crown called Dr. Philip Clausen, an expert in forensic psychology, to testify. Clausen conducted several interviews Cannett and he testified to his background and behavioral issues. According to Clausen's testimony, Cannett, originally from Wigamo Lake First Nation, was exposed to substance use and violence at a young age, as well as gang membership and the selling of drugs. Clausen added that Cannett exhibits signs of antisocial personality disorder and what he described as an ambivalence about changing his lifestyle. "I think the sum total is there was ambivalence when I saw him talking about changing his lifestyle," Clausen testified. "It goes without saying, for Mr. Cannett to return to his home community would pose many challenges in terms of recidivism." Clausen also noted that Cannett is at high risk for aggressive behavior and if released he should be subject to some kind of supervisory program. However, Clausen also noted that in the last 2 years, Cannett has not engaged in any violent behavior while in custody, but could not say for certain what brought about the change in behavior. During cross-examination by Matthews, Clausen said he does not think Cannett lacks insight into his actions and has used violence as a shield when dealing with a world in which he views as distrustful. "I think Mr. Cannett understands the way he thinks and understands the way other people think," he said. "I think the challenge is the choice." Substance abuse has also played a role in Cannett's actions, Clausen added, noting the 2010 death of his cousin was related to alcohol use. "Mr. Cannett has the ability to make a change in the right circumstances and I think that is where the focus should be," Clausen testified. "Mr. Cannett has the cognitive ability to make a change. I hope the last 27 months are reflective of something meaningful in that way without knowing more about it. We need to have more than just hope in a proceeding like this." The hearing will resume on Tuesday and the Crown is expected to call one additional witness to testify.